Friday, the 18th of October. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today, as some of you will know, is the feast day of St. Luke the Evangelist. So, who's St. Luke, guys? That's right, he wrote one of the Gospels and also the Book of Acts. So he's one of our most prolific New Testament writers, writing a whole lot that we get to learn about Jesus and also about the early church. He's our major source for the early church in the Acts of the Apostles. But it's Friday, and it's also the day that we think about what we're going to read or hear on Sunday when we listen to Sunday's Gospel. And I think Sunday's Gospel is really a gospel for kids. Sunday's Gospel is about one of those fights, a variant of one of those fights that I've heard my kids have. I wonder if you have a car in your home, have you ever had the fight among the kids as to who is going to sit in the front seat? Is it my turn to sit in the front seat? And is there someone in your family who thinks they should always sit in the front seat? Well, that's basically the fight that is going on among the disciples. James and John want to sit next to Jesus when they get to heaven. One on his right-hand side and one on his left-hand side. And this is a fight that we often see happening with siblings, hey? About who is going to be the special one, who gets to do the special thing today, who gets to sit next to mommy in the front seat, who gets to be the one sitting next to our favorite aunt at supper, whatever the deal is, that's the fight that's going on. Which of us is the most special? And what do you think Jesus says? Well, he doesn't lose his temper, which I must admit that as a parent, sometimes I get quite cross and say, well, none of you can sit in the front seat, you all have to sit in the back. And I'll put my bag on the front seat. No, that's not what Jesus says. Jesus says something completely different. He says, if you think you are special, then you must serve. Because I came among you as a servant. It's quite interesting. Jesus says, everybody else in the world, all the other people in the world, if you have a high position, if you're a very important person, a VIP, that's what everyone wants to be. And they don't want to be the one who's the servant. They don't want to be the one whose job is to clean the bathrooms. No. But Jesus says, that's not how it is in the kingdom of God. And he describes himself. He says, for even the Son of Man, when he says that, you know he's talking about himself, did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. So this is Jesus really wanting us to turn the world upside down. Jesus doesn't have a lot of time for the very important people. The people who get to sit in the VIP place, Jesus is saying that's not where he wants us Christians to be. We are not VIPs. We are called to be servants like Jesus. And we're going to see Jesus doing that a little bit later when we get to the Last Supper. We see him kneeling and washing his disciples' feet. He takes on the role of the servant. Jesus is there to serve, to help others. And this is a very big part of what it is to be a good Christian, is to be of service, is to look around and to see, what can I do to help other people? Maybe it's clearing the table after supper. Maybe it's washing the dishes. Maybe it's doing the laundry, even when I haven't been asked to do the laundry, or sweeping the floor, even when Mom didn't ask me to sweep the floor. So this weekend, as we go into the weekend, I want you to think about a concrete thing that you can do to serve in your house. Maybe it's chopping the vegetables, if you're old enough to chop. If you are still too small to hold a knife, please think of something better to do, like picking up all your toys and putting them away. Even picking up your own stuff can be an act of service to the whole family. How are we called to serve? How are you called to serve? That's what we're called to do as Christians. And there's an idea hovering here as well that's a really important one, and that is that no one is better than anyone else. And I know that in playgrounds, I have heard kids say, well, I'm better than you. And the correct response is, everyone is made equal in the sight of God. It's not the right thing to say, no, I'm better than you. That's not true. You can say instead, we are all equal before God. God looks at me and at you with the same love. So let's take a moment just to think. Has there been a moment where I felt like I was better than somebody else? Lord, I'm sorry for that moment, and I ask you to help me to see that you made everyone equal. And maybe there's been a moment where I felt as though I wasn't good enough. Maybe there was a moment where I felt like the others were all better than me. And I'm also sorry for that moment, and I ask you, Lord, to heal me so I can know that you look at me with the same love and you made me with the same love as everybody else. And I pray for my friends at school, for my siblings at home and my cousins, for my family, that we might all see every human being the way God sees them, made with love by God. We ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.